Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. Tank Williams, former NFL defensive back, now an NFL analyst for Yahoo Sports, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, another former player who's now an NFL analyst and more, LeSean McCoy, who is now one of the co-hosts of Speak, formerly Speak for Yourself. He's on FS1, actually right after my show, First Things First. And he has been outspoken, Rob, particularly against Eric Bieniemy, who, as we all know, despite being the offensive coordinator for two of the Chiefs' Super Bowl wins, their last two, their first two in, what, nearly 50 years, he has caught flack from McCoy. He's not been able to get a head coaching job. He had to go to Washington just recently to become their offensive coordinator and call plays, which he didn't do for the Chiefs. And if that goes well in Washington, people think he could prove himself and get a head coaching job. But McCoy, Rob, has been very negative about Bieniemy. Now, remember, McCoy played for the Chiefs when Bieniemy was there. And here's what he said about Eric Bieniemy. What's his value? What makes him a good offensive coordinator? The problem is a lot of these people that go on social media, he should be the guy for the job. They haven't played there. I've been in the rooms where he's coaching and he has nothing to do with the pass game at all. When the plays are designed, that's Andy Reid. When you talk about offensive coordinators, I can tell you what makes Brian Daboll with the Giants a very good coordinator. I can tell you about Andy Reid or Doug Peterson. But Eric Bieniemy, what makes him good? When we watch the film of practices and we correct the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, he doesn't talk in there. Andy Reid talks in there. That's some strong stuff, Rob. Now, several of the Chiefs players, former players, took issue with LeSean McCoy's comments. Jamal Charles, who's the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher, was a tremendous running back. He said this about McCoy on Twitter. I have to disagree with you, Shady. That's LeSean McCoy's nickname, Shady. Bieniemy coached me 4 years. I learned so many things from Eric Bieniemy, called him EB, and I still keep in contact with him. A great husband and father. He deserves to be a head coach. Tyrann Mathieu, Rob, another former Chiefs player, the safety, he said, man, you effed up with it. That tweet was retweeted by several players. He said, former Chiefs, here's Tyreek Hill. He said this about McCoy, Rob. He said it's personal with LeSean and Bieniemy. He said, Shady is mad because Eric Bieniemy told him, tuck that ball. Remember, when LeSean was in Kansas City, he had trouble with fumbling. He lost two costly fumbles in two of their losses, and then his playing time was cut down. And he wasn't even active, Rob, for the Super Bowl win.
And you know he was sick over that, Chris. Can you know what that
not was? Even active?
Right.
Because McCoy was a really good running back in Philadelphia. Right. So that's the situation. And what are your thoughts? Certainly Tyreek is saying that this is personal with LeSean, so you really got to take what he says about Bieniemy with a grain of salt.
Yeah, this is where we talk about it all the time, Chris. It's not that he can't criticize Eric Bieniemy. He can. That's not the issue. We want people, if you're going to be an analyst and you're going to critique people and you have insight, you were in the room or whatever. But Chris, this is why, and I tell people this all the time. There's a difference between us and them, and I hate to use that term. There is. We don't have a horse in the race. We didn't play in the league. This is the same group of players where 120 of them didn't vote for LeBron James to be rookie up to be on the All-Star team, Chris. That's personal. How could you look at basketball in an exhibition game and not vote for LeBron James? That's personal. Right. That's why you have to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt. And the same way when people overpraise other guys. Dan Orlovsky was the backup quarterback in Detroit with Matthew Stafford. Chris, he went overboard the other way for Stafford. Oh, Stafford should be in the Hall of Fame. Where's that talk? Do you see what I'm saying? He's friendly with Matthew Stafford. And there's nobody to push Shady pushback. Where's the pushback? When Shady says that, Chris, that's fine. But what would be great was, is this personal because you got benched and you weren't active in the Super Bowl? Or you lost your playing time?
Thing.
That has to be addressed.
And I'll
to
say
at least
right.
know, Chris, where people, so that if people have that, then they can decide whether this is real or is this, should I take this with a grain of salt because he has an axe to grind? If you don't know that, you might just buy into it and say, well, Shady played for him. He knows he's a bum. And that's what all the anti-Eric Bieniemy people are running with. That's what they run with because Shady said it.
Yeah, and look, it's you were generalizing because all athletes aren't like that.
I didn't say
Charles
all.
Charles Barkley lost his friendship with
and that's
Michael
why
Jordan
most of the players hate Charles Barkley, though. Right, because he's
Kendrick
honest.
Perkins was a teammate with Kevin Durant and was critical of KD. And that caused a little tension, a little beef between those two. So there are players that, you know, will do that. And then, Rob, there's media members that do the bidding sometimes of agents, right? And they're players. And because it's a good source. So it's not all black and white like that. But your point is well taken. If you are whether you're a former player or just a fellow panelist, maybe you didn't play in the league. If Shady McCoy says what he says about Eric Bieniemy and you're on the show with him, you could bring up, well, look, you were in Kansas City. It didn't go well. you know, they benched you. You were fumbling a lot. You weren't even active for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Does that have anything to do, Shady, with your opinion? And so, like you said, Rob, then he can clear it up. No, absolutely not. Whatever. Or, yeah, you know what? I ain't feeling, dude. Yeah, I didn't like right. that.
No,
so,
right.
and like you said, this way, then we can make our judgment of whether or not you're telling the truth.
Exactly. Then we could feel like, okay, there's a root from this. We haven't heard this from other players, just Shady. I don't know anybody else on the record. Chris is very, very you don't hear players bash coaches like that. Most of the players who bash a coach publicly is because something didn't go right when they were there. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't hear that. So if Shady would have played, Chris, played in the Super Bowl, they lost that Super Bowl, but played, and played well, and that was his take, it would sound different, wouldn't it? It would just feel different. If he was in the Super Bowl, yeah. didn't fumble, and played well, and he still had bad things to say about Eric Bieniemy.
I hope, and I don't know, but I hope, and they won it in 2019, you know, the game played in 2020, but I hope, Rob, that Shady is not, like, that this is not personal. And I don't hope that because I don't want Eric Bennett being to me to get a job. Obviously, I want him to get a job because I don't have to believe what Shady's saying, right? You can hear out enough guys that are supporting being to me for you to easily be able to say, nah, I think Shady's wrong.
Right.
But I hope, Rob, he is not doing this for personal reasons. And here's why. One, it's just cold-blooded, right?
Chris, but absolutely two, cold-blooded if to he, stop somebody from getting an opportunity.
Well, that's the thing. He's being used
right.
by those who don't want to hire Eric Bieniemy.
Yes.
They don't care a dang thing about Shady McCoy. They may just not want to hire Bieniemy. And we and others have said it's because he's black. And they can say, this black player
that's exactly
saying Bieniemy don't know what he's doing. So, look, if Shady really feels that way for purely objective reasons, fine. But if you just are upset because he didn't play you, and now you're allowing the establishment, if you will,
to use you
to keep another black man down, shame on you. If 100%. That's the case, I don't know that it is. But
No, 100%. I would say shame on you if that is it. And you're denying, and publicly denying a man an opportunity because of something that happened with you. You're better off, Chris, staying out of that.
Yep.
Just staying out of that.
If you know you can't say, because you're upset, that you're going to say something that's foul and it's not deserved, you just want to get back at him, then just stay out of it.
Just stay out of it. You don't have to endorse him, Chris, if you don't believe it. Am I right? That because I have nothing... I can't endorse Eric Bieniemy, or I have nothing to say.
I don't have any comment on it. You know,
that's it.
He's in the interview, right? Just stay out of it. And here we will say this, Rob. Shady has been very outspoken about other players.
He called Dak ass. You remember that?
He tore through Dak Prescott, and so Shady just does say he's not afraid to say what he wants to say. So maybe these are his true feelings. I don't know. I hope he's not doing this for personal reasons.
The only reason that it's hard to believe that, Chris, and his criticism is because of what happened with him with the Chiefs. You can't tell me as a player, you just said he was a great player with the Eagles, to not be active for the Super Bowl is the ultimate slap in the face.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, again, I don't know, but somebody should ask him that when he says that on the show. I don't know where he said it, but he should be asked about it. So can we, you know, are you really telling the truth? Are you being objective, or is this personal? Just that's it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did Shady McCoy's criticism of Eric Bieniemy feel personal? And what are your thoughts on athletes in the media as a whole? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Tank Williams is around the corner. But first, you, 877-99 on Fox. And the question is, LeSean McCoy, is his criticism of Eric Bieniemy personal? And what do you think in general about athletes in the media? Your takes.
All right, Brandon, in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing, man? I love the show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
My first Worship Wednesday call, so I'm really thankful for that because, you know, I love the Lord and everything. But
awesome. Amen.
But about what Shady McCoy said, man, it goes back to, you was talking about it the other day, Rob, with Jonas Knox, I believe, mm-hmm. and the last segment, and I forgot the guy to interview, the guy that you all had on to talk about that situation, about black people, like, not giving black people praise enough.
Oh, yeah, well, it was with T.J., Houshmandzadeh when I was on with Doug on Dan Patrick's show. Yes,
TJ. And that's what that really boils down to. I know it's something personal in there about that. I forgot that they did inactive him on a Super Bowl, but
right.
So that could have something to do. But that's what that sounds like. It sounds like that when it comes to black men, we don't get a lot of praise or initiative of just giving us props. You know, we always seem like we want to tear each other down first before we build us up. And I feel
this is one guy. I mean, he's gotten a lot of black men are out there praising Eric Bieniemy. So Shady's just one guy.
Not everybody, but definitely
paint that broad brush.
Yeah, but definitely, it feels like it's personal because of what happened to him at the end in Kansas City. But Brandon, thank you. Appreciate the call. Raphael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up, baddest brothers in the business? I'm not too sure that it is personal, perhaps it is. But I will say that I think that this could be a case as well as where the truth stings a little bit, because I don't think it might not be in a secret. It might have been more on the low. But I think around NFL circles, I think people knew full well of the responsibilities or underneath the title that Eric B. had.
But wait a minute, Raphael, here's the issue I have with you and this take. This is the issue. The other guys who were the coordinators didn't call plays either, didn't stop them from getting jobs. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I think that if you had more than one or two people saying that, and the other, then maybe you can buy into it. One person, I'm not going to paint a brush on somebody off of one person's opinion. And number three, so you're saying Andy Reid, for whatever reason, Chris, who's a Hall of Fame coach, is carrying dead weight because he owes Eric Bieniemy something? He doesn't offer anything up. He's a waste. He's no good. Why in the world would Andy Reid have a guy like that on his staff?
What if the players like Eric B., Rob? What if Eric B. is good with the locker room and the players?
No, I'm asking you about Andy Reid, and you're saying
the point is this, though. As we said, Doug Peterson wasn't calling the plays.
Matt Nagy wasn't calling the plays. Exactly.
Zach Taylor wasn't calling the plays with Sean McVay. They got jobs. And
is it possible that just sticking with Eric B., last time I saw him in the Super Bowl, like he had on his big boy pants. Has there been any pushback from Eric B. with Shady's comments?
Well, if I was Eric, I wouldn't
even dignify.
I wouldn't even
He might know it's true, and it's hard.
He also might know that it's false. I mean, I don't know why you think that Shady McCoy is the gospel because one guy speaks out. He just had three or four players who played with them say that they disagree with that.
Right.
That they respect Eric Bieniemy. I'm sorry. I can't just go off of one guy's, especially when there's something when other people are telling you something different. Chris, if there were 5 or 10 players telling me the same thing, okay, I got to buy it.
Right. This is one guy who had an issue with him.
Exactly. Adam, in Philadelphia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, fellas. You brought up a really good point. Hey, man, I'm great. You just hit it on the head, man, with him being the only guy?
Right.
Come on now. Come on. Everybody loves Eric Bieniemy. Everybody that plays for him got nothing but good things to say about him. And then we got one. He's tight about not being active for that game.
For the Super Bowl. And let me ask anybody in this world, Chris, would you want one person's opinion of you to dictate while other people see you?
No,
one person?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially
hey, Adam,
had an issue with
Adam. Would you want one person who had an issue with you? His opinion is the opinion that everybody else is going to carry. Nobody would want to live under that.
Nah, man, that's garbage. That's a garbage take. He can't possibly give an objective take on it. It's way too personal for him. He should just stay out of that, man.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Justin. In Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
Good.
Right on. I love you guys' show.
Thank you, buddy.
Right on. Yeah, I live in small town USA in Oregon, and my neighbor is Dan Fouts.
Oh, Dan Fouts?
Your neighbor is who?
Dan Fouts.
Wow.
Oh, Dan Fouts. Okay. Wow.
One of the all-time great, quarterbacks.
Yes.
San Diego
yes.
Chargers.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I said I bartend and we talk sports all the time. And oh my God, Shady has hate for Bieniemy. Like, because he didn't have the career that he had. That's a gist I'm getting.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like it. Can we squeeze one more in? We do have MJ in New Orleans. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Happy Worship Wednesday. How you guys doing, man? What's going
doing
on?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, man. What's happening?
Didn't Andy Reid just give credit to Eric Bieniemy on that play that worked twice in the Super Bowl?
Yes, he did. He said that he's the one who pointed it out and gave him credit for it.
Right. So we see these other coaches that got hired that didn't call plays. You know, we really don't know, but we do know that. Also, yes, there's a lot of players kind of iffy. There's a couple of them. Ryan Clark, I kind of, you know, kind of hit their perspective on certain things. But a lot of the guys like Kirk, not so much so. But it's cool. I mean, if you're just doing podcasts, but if you're, like, on TV, it's a little different. It's a little iffy. But this just seems that it's, you know, real personal. Not really buying it. Like I said, the enemy is pretty much a model citizen until you start hearing things about his college days and different things like that. So it seems like a certain campaign for him not to get hired, and we're seeing this in one monkey don't stop no show. Thank you, guys.
No doubt. And here's my thing, Chris. We talked about this before. If you want to bring that stuff up again from the – then he shouldn't have been coaching all these years in the NFL. Right. It's one or the other.
Right, exactly.
It's one or the other.
He can be an offensive coordinator, but not a head coach.
It don't even make sense. If it's that bad, Chris, he shouldn't be a coach, and they should have never allowed him to be hired. You can't use that now. I can't have – it doesn't make sense to me.
Totally agree. All right, Tank Williams around the bend, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest here in the TireRack.com studios is a former NFL defensive back, now an NFL analyst for Yahoo Sports. We welcome in Tank Williams. Tank, how are you?
What's happening, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
No doubt.
Good to have you on, my man. And let's go to Lamar Jackson. What are your thoughts on the way this is playing out? And how do you think Lamar should play on the franchise tag, assuming they give him that, or maybe just ask for a trade?
I mean, I think at this point, if he can't get a long-term deal done with the Ravens, he needs to have it set in stone that he'll sign the franchise tag and get traded to another team, and that team will end up doing the deal with him. You know, he's played on one-year contracts the past couple of years and ended up getting injured at the back half of both of those seasons. And even though he's still a young quarterback, the way he plays the game, it's just too much stress on his body. And I believe at this point he's shown that he could be an MVP of this league. He's shown that he can take his team to the playoffs. He's shown that he can compete at the highest level with some of the other top quarterbacks in the league. He needs to be compensated as such. He needs to be with a team that shows that they value his abilities. And so if that's not going to be the Ravens, he needs to go elsewhere.
Chris and I are on the same page with you. Let me ask you, Shady McCoy and Eric Bieniemy, have you heard the words and stuff that Shady McCoy said about
her? I saw some of the stuff Shady said, yeah.
And you don't hear, Chris and I were talking about that, you really don't hear players bash coaches like that unless there's some sort of history or something that happened mm-hmm. there. And they have a history there where, you know, Shady was inactive for the Super Bowl and, you know, lost playing time. And it sounds personal. What do you make of this in seeing this? And here's Eric Bieniemy trying to get a head coaching job. And yet here's a former player who's basically saying he's garbage and you shouldn't hire him.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like you said, there's probably something personal going on between those two. And he has the right to have the sentiments that he has. That being said, I was on the team in Minnesota when Eric Bieniemy was the running back coach. And even though I play on the opposite side of the ball, I know the attention to detail that EB puts into the game plan, the relationship that he has with his players. I actually played with Chris Brown in Tennessee, and EB coached him when he was at Colorado. And, yeah, he may be one of those type of coaches that would dog crush you at times, especially in college. But at the same time, Chris Brown had the utmost respect for EB, loved him, and appreciated everything he did for him to help him get to the level that he did in the NFL. And I'm pretty sure Chester Taylor, Adrian Peterson, a lot of those guys would feel the same way because they had really great careers under Eric Bieniemy in Minnesota. And so, you know, Shady has the right to his own opinion, but I know from personal experience and knowing EB as a man and a coach that all that isn't true. I think he'll be a phenomenal head coach. I think he's going to be a great offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders, and I think that now that he has this opportunity, he's going to show all the hard work that he's put in over these past decades.
How shady is it that the other guys who worked under Andy Reid, who didn't call plays, they all got head coaching jobs, and you know, basically they're saying, well, Eric Bieniemy doesn't call any plays,
right?
and now he has to feel like he has to go to Washington and try to prove that he can call plays. It just sounds like
it's
a double
standard.
Dog.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, you see guys like Nathaniel Hackett. He got a head coaching job and wasn't calling the plays in Green Bay.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, he got fired in Denver, so people could try to justify that. But let's go to Mike McDaniel in Miami. You know, he didn't call the plays in San Francisco. We know that Kyle Shanahan calls the plays, yet and still he goes to Miami. He develops a really great scheme. He calls the plays, and he takes his team to the playoffs. So now you got Eric Bieniemy, even though he doesn't call the plays in Kansas City, you know, he helps build a game plan. He's been with a team that's been to 3 Super Bowls in the past 5 years. He has 2 Super Bowl rings on his finger. He knows what a winning coach is all about, yet he has more to prove than these other guys to get a head coaching job. Like, come on, man. When you say that out loud, it doesn't make sense.
It don't even make sense.
Is there anything, Tank, I mean, like when you see what's happening with Bieniemy and they only have 4 black coaches out of 32 in the league, what do you think could be done?
I mean, it's an interesting question. question. I mean, we've been having this dialogue for so many years, and I think one important point that came up was that, you know, I feel the owners have to be able to relate. I mean, we know how it is. Like, everything that you do, whether it's in sports media, whether it's in the tech industry, whatever it is, it's all about relationships. And a lot of times these owners have better relationships with some of these other coaches that have been going all around the league, and they'll say, okay, you didn't do well for that team. I know you. I know your agent or whatever it may be. We have this relationship, and so I'll go ahead and hire you over somebody that I may not be able to relate to as much. Until we start breaking down those barriers, and then some of these other coaches get a shot, like a Mike Tomlin. Like Mike Tomlin, he was in Minnesota with me. The one year I was there playing with him as when he was a defensive coordinator, I think more than anything else, he was probably getting interviewed for the Rooney Rule, and then he go to Pittsburgh, blows them away, ends up winning the Super Bowl. The rest is history. He's been one of the more successful coaches under the, you know, the past, you know, decade or so. And so I think one thing is that these guys just need opportunity for somebody to take a chance and say, okay, you may not be like me, but I understand that you can relate to my players. You understand ball, and you can build a winning culture. I'm going to give you a shot. And when those things happen, you see guys like Mike Tomlin have success.
How about when Jeff Saturday, he didn't get the job. Chris and I thought when they didn't fire him at the end of the, you know, his eight-game run or what was it, eight games, he didn't wind up getting job. But what did you make of that, where they gave a guy who had no coaching experience, you know, other than high school, which you don't count, college or pros, and they gave him a head coaching job, skipping the line over a lot of people, like, you know, who have put in time and would love to have had an opportunity. Did you think he ever had a chance to succeed, or were you not surprised that this thing was bad?
I mean, well, Jeff Saturday, he played with Peyton Manning. You know, he was a center. Centers are some of the smartest guys on the team, too, because they have to call out all the blocking schemes, things of that nature. And, I mean, obviously, I understand that when you're the head coach of a team, you need to understand the X's and O's, but more important than anything else, you need to be able to relate to your players and also know how to manage the players and the coaches and all the other stuff that goes along with being a head coach of a professional franchise. And so with that being said, was there an opportunity for him to succeed? Yeah, but I think it's also hard when you really haven't had that experience. You would like for somebody, if they hadn't been a head coach already, at least been in the organization for a while and understand how things flow, and then you may have a better opportunity for success. But, you know, at times you see guys that'll leave the media, whether it's John Lynch, he goes and becomes the GM of the San Francisco 49ers, and he has success. And you have some other guys who have made a jump from media into coaching. And so obviously going straight to a head coaching gig, I mean, that's a little rich, but at the same time, I mean, I guess it could be done if you have enough structure to set up. But obviously I would like to see some other guys that put in some hard work get a shot at it over someone that just gets hired out of the studio at ESPN.
All right, we got about a minute for this answer. The Jets talking to Derek Carr, might have designs on Aaron Rodgers. Of those two quarterbacks, if you're the Jets, which one are you going after?
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's simple to me. I understand that you could probably get Derek Carr for less. Aaron Rodgers just earned that big contract. But Aaron Rodgers is still that dude when he's healthy. He has one of the best arms. He has the good football acumen. He's one of the brightest football minds that we have in the game that's still playing today. And I believe if you put him on that roster with that amazing defense, you have those dogs out there, wide receiver, you know what I'm saying, and you got a nice running game, if a man can come back, Breece Hall, and be healthy, I think that they could do some things in New York. And so it may seem eerily similar to the path that Brett Favre tried to do when he left Green Bay, but I feel that Aaron Rodgers could have some success with that structure that they have based in New York already.
All right. That's Tank Williams, Yahoo Sports
man,
NFL
you,
analyst. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, my dude.
Yep.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's The Odd Couple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday here from the TireRack.com studios. And Progressive Insurance is who brings us to you. Progressive. They make things easier for you, like bundling. It's easy and it's affordable. Here's how it works. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection will be in one place. That is great. So bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, bad news for the XFL. Now, they're calling this XFL 3.0 because this is the third try, if you
installment,
will.
Yeah, Chris, that's a good yeah. word. Third try, yes.
The last time in 2020, right before the pandemic, or at the outset of it, I guess, or right before it started, they had the ratings then were not great. But Rob, the ratings this past weekend for the debut of the XFL, down 54% from last time, XFL 2.0. Doesn't look good for the XFL, Rob. And we talked about it. You continue to see these football leagues, the AAF, the XFL, the USFL, and you continue to see them struggling.
And if and anything, failing, Chris, they usually get a boost the first week. People are just curious. Right. There's nothing on this weekend, right? There's no football. Nothing's going on. Okay, let me turn it on. For it to be that big of a drop, the ratings aren't going to get better. They're going to get worse, right? That's the history.
That's not a good look. And that AAF, Rob, in 2019, they couldn't pay the players. It got to a point where they couldn't play the players, and they didn't finish the season. Look, I love football. And I remember I gave the AAF a real try.
You did. I remember.
USFL, I think, is the best of the bunch. But, Rob, it's just, I mean, football is king, but NFL football is king. And the prince is college football.
Right.
The other stuff is tough.
I agree. And I think you just can't throw anything on, Chris, and say it's a football league and think fans are going to flock. They go, well, 100 million watch the Super Bowl, right? All we need to get is like 10% of that, 10 million to watch our games. But you're not going to get 10 million because the quality of play that people are used to, Chris, counts.
Right.
And you might have an initial curiosity, right? But after a while you go, I can't do it. And when you turn the games on and you see, Chris, empty seats, you're in a stadium and there's 8,000 people, that also tells you, what am I doing? What kind of a loser am I? Like I'm serious. You know that if a restaurant's popular, a lot of people at it, Chris, you feel like you're in the hip crowd, right? If you go to a place and there's nobody there, you're like, I'm at Ford Field for the Michigan Panthers and there are like, 8,000 people in this arena, a stadium.
Right. And we also do, and I get it, again, football is the most popular, but there are other sports going on. Baseball's getting started, eventually.
Basketball
is about to break into full swing. March Madness for college basketball, obviously, next month. So it's just they keep trying, and they seem to keep failing. And you wonder why. I mean, I guess the ultimate goal, Rob, would be for them to do pretty well and then be able to merge a few of their teams into the NFL. But I don't know. At this rate, it's not looking good for that. Rob, it's like as much as I love basketball, am I going to sit there and watch G League games like all the time on the weekends when I could be spending time with my family and stuff? Not really.
No, there comes a point you got to pick. Like, your wife's not going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, they got another 10 football games I can't do every Sunday.
Right.
No.
That's a great point, Rob, because, look, I love watching NFL games. I do need to watch them for our job, and I watch all of them. I've got 6 games on at once and then Red Zone at the same time, and I love it. I enjoy my Sundays. But you're right. Like, once football's over, you do get a little breather to spend some time with your family and all that stuff. And you're right. Is your wife going to be cool with you watching the Birmingham or whatever their teams are called?
Another 10 weeks? What? You can't go to church? You can't complete my honey-do list? What?
You can't even tell me who the quarterbacks are.
Exactly.
You got to watch this game?
And the wives know. This league, you don't even know anybody on the team. What are you talking about? Turn that off and mow the lawn. Right. It's Sunday.
No, you're right. I'm not the only one. So, it's a tough road, though. I don't know why they keep trying it, Rob. I mean,
Because they see the NFL and they think, if we could just, Chris, just 10%. We don't need, you know what I mean? Like, they just think, all we're going to need is a piece. We just need, if we can get 10 million football fans interested in this league, we can make money. But it's harder than
they, and I don't know, I'm not saying it will work this way, because I guess then you're really competing against the NBA playoffs and baseball start of the season. But you wonder, like, they start, what was it, a week? Is it a week after the Super Bowl?
Yep.
I mean, come on. Like, give it a little break. Give people a little time to, you know, miss football.
But they feel
and
like.
I don't even know if it'll work then, but maybe it's a better shot.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm with you. You know what? In Detroit, we used to say to go up to the top of the Penobscot building, Chris, the tallest building downtown, and just throw that money off the roof. It's the same thing as having an XFL league. Same thing.
All right, it's the iCouple. We are signing off on a Worship Wednesday. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon are next, and they bring heat. Heat, y'all, I'm telling you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.